It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, it's great to be back for another week. Hope you've had a good one so far. It's about to get even better as we talk movies. JT here and Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee. More Tamworth Country Music Festival as usual.
Howdy there, partners. How are you?
That was a really awful attempt. I really hope you have not been doing that to the tourists this week because they won't be coming back.
I haven't. I don't know why I did that. That's going to haunt me for the rest of my life, I think.
It was great. I love festival. Festival's just great, right? You know, I mean,
Tamworth really puts on a great festival. And I have to say that the original council do an amazing job. It's just such a fun party atmosphere here. And it only happens every 12 months and people just all come to listen and to see all the sights and it's all fun. I love it.
Mm. You're working for Destination Tamworth or something. Like, is there something? Are you secretly moonlighting, are you? Because you're doing a great job of that. What he's really saying is go to the Forum 6 Cinemas. Centrepoint. This is a shame because Paul Wagga Wagga and Odeon 5 are missing out here.
Yeah, they are.
Orange
but
and
I'll else. Just say we awesome. Want to keep it. So we can't lose country music.
No, I don't think
Tamworth wouldn't be the same. And it's worldwide. Everyone knows Tamworth in Australia is the country music capital of Australia.
It's great. Love festival. How's the school holidays too? Another week of school holidays. So the kids have been getting in to see. What's been the big hitter? What's been the big hitter this week for the kids?
For the kids, Zootopia. Or as this little kid that came in the other day, last Tuesday, he actually says, "Mum, it's Zootopia 2, not Zootopia."
Yes, because it's already the first one that dropped years ago, right? So let's correct that, Mum. Let's make sure we correct that. What about Grand Prix Europe that we had last week? Little Stell came on and did that review for us in the Flickster. How has that been going?
That's been going really well. And I think a lot of people who have already seen Zootopia 2 are now coming to see Grand Prix of Europe and also Pow Pow Fish. I will let you know, I got a text from Stella's aunt saying that she had a blast on the podcast last week, which is really good to hear. And she did so well. If you haven't had a listen to it, go and have a listen. Stella was brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, at least Stella appreciates working with good talent, unlike you, Mr. Lee. You get me every week and you just don't appreciate what you've got, right? But Stella, she knows. She knows. So.
She did. Well, she's going to give me some pointers, I think.
I think she needs to, and we'll see whether it works or not.
Nice.
Okay, well, a big show coming up as usual. We'll check out some new movies this week. We'll look at what's screening. We're going to go around the screens and have a look and see what's happening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas. It's another one of our box office faves, our top fives, and Grant Lee has some real news as well, so strap yourself in.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Our first movie we're going to talk about is Mercy. Now, this one stars Chris Pratt, Rebecca Ferguson, and it's all about a detective who is accused of murdering his wife. Now, the strange thing about this movie is he has 90 minutes to prove that he's innocent. How scary is that? And the judge is an AI judge.
90 minutes isn't much, is it?
Look at all these Law and Order shows and all that. They can do it in 48 minutes.
Yeah.
Take out commercials.
Exactly, yes.
48 minutes. I'm sure he can do it.
Exactly. There's some great – it's a Chris Pratt, this one, Rebecca Ferguson, Annabelle Wallace. Also, I noticed as well in the trailer, in the first scene, you'll hear this very soon when we play the trailer, is that Kenneth Choi – who was Chimney, I think it is, out of 911. Which is really good. Yeah, yeah.
That's why I recognise his name. There you go.
Kenneth Choi, lovely guy. Great and fantastic brilliant. Actor.
He played that part in 9-1-1 really well, didn't he?
Yeah, he was awesome. Absolutely awesome. He was. So he's in this one. I don't think he plays an overly prominent role. That's the vibe I don't get that because he's not even included in these credits. But, from what I can see from the trailer, lots and lots of action. Let's have a listen to Mercy.
I got this.
We're 1196 on that possible hit-and-run SUV.
Officer down! Stay with me, Ray!
LAPD, stay where you are!
We got a runner! Go, 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 go!
My name is Detective Christopher Raven. We live in a world where murderers walk free, in a justice system bogged down by red tape and human error. That all ends with Mercy, a judicial system powered by artificial intelligence with access to every camera, cell phone, and database. If you commit a capital crime, you have 90 minutes to prove your innocence to an AI judge, or you will be executed.
Detective Raven, I'm Judge Maddox, and this is the Mercy Capital Court.
Hold on, just wait a second.
You're before this court today charged with the murder of your wife.
I loved my wife. I didn't hurt her.
If you are innocent, prove it.
I need to walk the scene. No, I have something here. We gotta go old school. That's a bomb.
Get me out of here!
You're running out of time.
Wow. Thank you for that. Bring that back. Pause. Play it again. Can you find out who that is?
Do you want to uncover the truth? Even if the truth is dark.
Do you honestly think that I killed my wife?
I think there's more that you're not revealing.
It's a new sci-fi thriller. It is Mercy, and it's out today.
It certainly is. Now, another one that comes out, and it's been winning some awards already, and they're actually saying Oscar buzz about this one. It's called Marty Supreme, and it stars Timothy Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow, and it's all about... Tell me, do you like table tennis, JT?
Ping pong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. I love it.
It's so hard, though. Like, the amount of times the ball goes off the table, it's every time. Every time. Yeah.
But you know the thing that really bugs me when it does go off the table is you've got to go try and find it. And it's usually, as we play in the garage, then you've got to go search for the ball. But anyway, it's all about a table tennis player called Marnie Rainsman. And it is a... which I never thought I would say, it's a sports comedy drama movie.
Yeah.
That's a bit different, isn't it?
I can not to the last of my... What would you reckon the last sports comedy drama was we had? Oh, can you name one? Can you name one?
Marty Supreme's the only one I can name off the top of my head.
What about like a Wimbledon or something like that? You know, like one of those type tennis-y movies. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a rom-com.
Yeah. No.
And sport.
It is.
You're not liking actually, this, are you? This is very uncomfortable for you, I can see.
It is.
Yeah.
No, what was that one where Will Smith played the part of Vanessa Williams' father? Oh, that was a sporty drama with a bit of comedy. I can't remember the name of the movie. But anyway, we digress. Marty Supreme, it is out now. Let's take a listen.
I have a purpose.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Do you make money at this little table tennis thing?
Not yet.
Do you have a job?
No.
Backhand! Backhand! Forehand!
How do you live?
Well, I live with the confidence if I believe in myself, the money will follow.
And what do you plan to do if this whole dream of yours doesn't work out?
That doesn't even enter my consciousness.
Maybe it should.
Everything in my life's falling apart, but I'm gonna figure it out.
If you need any help, I could help you.
You
want to go hustling again?
Put your money where your mouth is.
We will find you.
176, 177, 178.
The mouse is back, baby. Yeah.
Welcome to your life.
Mari, I can't support your mother.
For you're not going to have to.
Because I'm going to step up.
Oh, step up.
I'm going to step up in a way you can't even imagine.
Marty, I'm going to make you an offer.
I got to do it completely on my own.
It's every man for himself where I come from. That's just how I grew up.
Hey, what are you doing?
I think you understand the stakes here. You find that funny?
I get nervous laughter sometimes.
Are my eyes broke or is that mouse, baby?
Thank you so much.
You're my pop. We believe in you.
Hey, I'll rip that unibrow right off his forehead!
Right. You want to get physical? Like an 8?
Come on, he's right here!
When they do, I'll be right behind you. Everybody wants to rule the world.
And it's only a matter of time before I'm staring at you from the cover of a Wheaties box.
You think it's that simple? Yeah, I do.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
This is my part, this is my part!
Yeah, Marty Supreme, Timothy Chalamet, and I'm hoping, Mr. Lee, we're talking like some Oscars buzz here, which would be great.
Yeah.
I think we need to.
Well, it's already won so many awards now, so I reckon it will. It will do. Now, another person that has a supporting role in, do you remember Fran Drescher?
Yes, the name. Yeah.
Well, she is a supporting role. So, and Gwyneth Paltrow, who I haven't seen her in a movie for ages.
Yeah, no, she's a little superstar, Gwyneth Paltrow. So great to have her back, which is awesome. Also screening this week at the Forum 6, Mr. Lee, if you're looking for something to go and check out this weekend, what's going on the big screen?
We've got 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, Anaconda, Avatar, Fire and Ash, David, The Coral, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Grand Prix of Europe, Hemnet, The Housemaid, Nuremberg, Primate, Song Sung Blue, The Pout Pout Fish, The SpongeBob Movie Search for SquarePants, Wicked for Good, and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
Oh, it's a lot of movies.
It's
from
a lot of
every
movies.
Corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
I was going to give you your own podcast just to read out the movies that are showing this week. There's a lot on.
Yeah, there is a lot on. I was actually thinking we should probably do an hour show today just because of that.
I don't think so. I've got like 12 minutes left, so, you know, I intend to, and you know, you always leave first, Mr. Lee. I'm leaving first today, so yeah, no, you can stay here.
You've got to roll the cords up.
Ah, no, it's your turn. It's your turn. Okay. All right, now you get to go first in our fives this week. You're going to the USA.
Yeah, let's have a look at the top five for the US. Number five is Marty Supreme. Number four is The Housemaid. Number three is Zootopia 2. Number two is 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple. And number one for the US, Avatar, Fire and Ash. It's holding up well, isn't it?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And, I mean, the thing with Avatar I'm looking at the moment is, how long is this going to go on for? How long is Ridiculous going to go on for? It's just crazy.
Correct.
The top five for Oz. Let's see if Avatar can go number one again. Number five is 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, which will be our Flickster tomorrow. Number four is Anaconda. Number three is Zootopia 2. Number two for Oz is The Housemaid. And number one for Oz this week is Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Incredible.
Just keeps breaking all sorts of records, doesn't it? Like it
certainly does.
Absolutely amazing. That is your top fives.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, real news.
Look, talking about breaking records, I can officially now say Zootopia 2 has smashed all records. It is now the highest grossing animated Hollywood film ever. And it's taken $1.7 billion, that's US dollars, globally. So wow, that's incredible.
That is amazing. And that means that it overtook Inside Out 2, which was one of the biggest films of last year. And that was huge. And that was number one in our fives for months.
Oh, it was. People loved it. So it just proves that, you know, you get a really good animated movie and people just want to keep watching it.
Well, great to see Zootopia 2. If you haven't seen it yet, do yourself a favour. Take the kids. Go and check it out. Now, switching gears from an animated movie to a scary movie, a horror, Mr. Lee. What's happening with Paranormal Activity? There's a new movie coming next year.
Yeah, look, they've just released the date and it is going to be our winter of 2027 that Paramount has just announced. So this will be the eighth installment. This, do you remember the very first one? It was on a budget of, it was incredible. Like, I'm going to say $100,000 and that's all it was. It was a very cheap budget movie and it took millions and millions and millions of dollars. And it was, you know, the bumpy camera.
And I
remember watching it and I'm going, oh, my God, this is just incredible. Like, no one had ever done anything like it.
Well, it reminds me of the Blair Witch Project. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That came out early 2000s. That was really weird. I could never get my head around it. The shaky camera and all that kind of stuff. And so you're right, Paranormal Activity, you're getting something very similar there, but they've done it very well, and it's a franchise that's just continued to keep blossoming, and in 2027 we will see a new Paranormal Activity. Now, your favourite, Mr. Lee, Speedy Gonzalez, and Speedy's making the way to the big screen.
Yeah, look, it's in works, and Warner Brothers are actually looking at doing a Looney Tunes of Speedy Gonzalez, because I have to say, I really like Speedy. He was so funny. It was a great... you're probably too young to remember the cartoons. Do you remember them?
Well, I do know of Speedy Gonzalez. I know of Looney Tunes. Like, it doesn't matter what age you are, Mr. Lee, you still watch it. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't brought up in a cult or anything like that, you know, so... I did watch cartoons.
Oh, well, that's good. But I didn't know whether you watched Speedy Gonzalez. And that was,
well, you obviously did. So,
oh, I did.
Yeah.
It was one of my favourite, him and Bugs Bunny, you know, all them. They were really good.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, that's it. It looks like that'll be a really good movie. And I don't think they've actually done a Speedy Gonzalez movie on his own. Like, he's been in, you know, Space Jam and New Legacy, and I've been in a few of those, but he's never had his standalone movie. So, yeah, looking forward to that. So, that's my real news for this week.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
I'm a big fan, Mr. Lee, of Rachel McAdams. I think she's gorgeous, and I think she's a fantastic actress. I loved her in The Notebook. That was one of my favourite movies, The Notebook. And
it's Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah, great little movie.
I think that was his first movie, wasn't it, Ryan Gosling? One of his very first standalone
movies. He was very young in that movie when they did that. Like, and it was just, I love those romantic movies, you know, the ones that really hit the feels and evoke so much emotion, you know. That was one of those movies. I still cry when I watch that today. It's the reason why I don't watch it anymore, you know. I'm trying to stay away from those tears these days. It's not good.
Well, this new one that Rachel's in, you're going to love. It's called Send Help, and it's all about two colleagues who get stranded on a deserted island and the only survivors of a plane crash.
Mm.
That would be scary, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would be. Okay. Out of all your work colleagues, me, we could do it. We'd survive, wouldn't we?
I don't know.
On a stranded island?
I don't know. See, I reckon... Well,
I don't eat seafood, so that's
good. I don't either. So that's, but I'd hate to think we'd end up like Tom Hanks in Castaway. where we start talking.
I'd love to have Wilson.
Yeah, like, how good was Wilson? Yeah, I love Wilson. I wish that they had a real life Wilson that you could buy off the shelf. I'd definitely get him. I'd talk to him, I reckon. Yeah. You know what? He could become part of this show. We could talk to Wilson. Just be like, what do you reckon, Wilson?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
That would be good.
Man of many words.
Okay. Yes. Let me see if there's something in the budget.
Okay. Over to you. But that is Send Help. That's out next week. You mentioned this one about 7 days ago. Well, yeah, about 7 days ago. It was the Iron Lung. This is, Now, hold on. Now, you didn't go to what was happening around the screens at the top of the show as well there. Do we do that at the end? We'll go back there.
Yeah, let's do it at the end. Yeah, we'll do it.
All right, Iron Lung, that's coming out, which you spoke about. That's, what is that?
It's actually a YouTuber who has put all these clips all together, and it's all about an ocean of blood. And it's just, there's space stations in it, there's submarines, they go exploring. It's very interesting. Look, tickets are on sale for that right now, so make sure you grab them. It will only be 3 sessions starting next week. The other one that's opening next Sunday, and it's only 1 session, is the National Theatre Live's The Fifth Step, which stars Jack Loudon and Martin Freeman. So if you like your opera, it's not actually an opera, it's theatre.
Mm.
So, you make sure you watch that.
And there is a seniors movie and lunch happening on February 25. It's for Epic, the Elvis Presley in Concert show. That's great. This is happening off the back of the Parks Elvis Festival the other weekend. Yep. That was very popular.
It was.
Everyone loves Elvis. And you see that
everyone does.
When you go to that festival, you see how much appreciation people have for the King of Music.
I don't know whether I could wear one of the wigs in the middle of summer out there. Wouldn't it be hot?
Well, I reckon what would be worse, Mr. Lee, is seeing you in a leotard, like, you know, in those, the jumpsuits. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be older Elvis, I think. Yeah. I think I'd be older.
Jeez, you want to hope we don't try and dress you up, Mr. Lee, because it could very well happen. Just imagine it now.
Scary. It would be a scary thought. Very scary thought. We've got tickets on sale for Elvis, Epic Elvis, and that is a Baz Luhrmann movie. So it'll be very interesting to see how that one goes.
Love good old Baz.
Yeah, so do I.
What's your favourite Baz Luhrmann production? Which one do you like?
I'm going to have to say Moulin Rouge.
Oh, God, sorry.
And I'm not a fan of Nicole Kidman, but she's brilliant in it, as well as Ewan McGregor.
You're still holding this grudge with Nicole and Tom Cruise.
I know.
What is your problem? Seriously,
I don't know. But she is brilliant in it. She's such a lovely... She plays the part. I know. It's scary.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll have to let it go. One day I'll let it go, and all this weight will come off my shoulders, and I go, you know what? She's not bad.
Well, you know what? You want to hope you don't lose the Oscars bet again this year, because you know what? I'm going to set you up with a Nicole Kidman film this year. So that goes south. Yeah. Yeah. I'll make sure it's a dodgy film, too. I'll pick one of her worst and make you sit through
Bandits.
It. Yeah, something like that. I'll make sure you hate it. But you know what? You've got to lose first.
Yeah.
And so...
I'm not going to after last year's loss.
Hear this. Do you hear this? Look at that confidence. Yeah,
remember, okay? When I'm laughing, standing on the first place of the podium, I'll be, it'll be good.
It's a dream, Mr. Lee. It's a dream. You can keep dreaming about that tonight, okay? Won't be coming true. We're going to get out of here, but we are back tomorrow, same time, same place, same channel, when we do our Talk and Flickster on 28 days later. 28 weeks, years, something. 28 something, isn't it? What is it? 28 years later.
28 years later.
Oh, there's so many 28s. All right. So many 28s. Anyway, something like that. Whatever it is, we'll be doing that tomorrow. We're getting out of here. Have a great day.
Let's do it. You too, enjoy your day.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.